Tactical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's quick tip is about elevator security. You know, most people these days work in cities, and with cities come office buildings, and with office buildings come staircases and elevators. I'll cover staircases in a future episode, but what I want to focus on this time is elevators. Elevators are everywhere. They're in our schools, libraries, offices, apartment buildings, hospitals, parking structures. We practically can't navigate our urban environment without them. When you run out of space to build out, you start building up. And to go up, we use elevators. The problem with elevators is that you lock yourself into a small space with complete strangers and then cut yourself off from any means of help or escape for a period of time. Wow, you know, when I put it like that, it sounds really dangerous, doesn't it? As with all my episodes, I'm not trying to make you afraid of getting into an elevator. What I'm trying to do is increase your awareness of your surroundings. Realize that when you step into an elevator, you're on your own for a few seconds or even a few minutes. Just understanding that will hopefully help you avoid getting yourself into trouble. Now, with that awareness, evaluate the people you're going to be sharing that tight space with. When that door opens and the guy that gives you that weird vibe from that upper floor is already in there, take the next one. Wait the 1 minute for the next elevator to come by. You know, don't feel that you have to make any excuses. You don't owe these complete strangers any explanation. However, sometimes, you know, I understand that we have politics and office politics that we need to do, so you might need to, say, fake receiving a phone call, remember something you forgot at your desk. Just do whatever it takes and don't get on the elevator. The reverse also holds true. If you're already riding the elevator and someone gets on that makes you uncomfortable, get off. Push the button for the next immediate floor and walk off and take another ride. Which leads me to my next point. You want to be in control of the buttons, so place yourself in front of the control panel. You want to be able to get off immediately, push the alarm button or whatever. You can't do that with people blocking your way, so take the control position in the elevator. Now, if for some reason you feel threatened, push all of the buttons. Just mash them. The doors will open at the next available stop, and every stop after that, increasing your chances of escape. You also want to hit the alarm button and get security's attention. The button you do not want to hit is the stop button. So when you take that control position, make a quick mental note of where that button is and avoid it. And sometimes, actually, the stop action is a pull knob rather than a push button. If you need to take an elevator, do not ride in the opposite direction you want to go first. Now, what I mean by this is that if you need to go up, don't take the elevator down to the basement first, just because it arrived first. And the same goes for going up before heading down. Just wait for the elevator that's already traveling in the direction that you want to go. And the last item I have is not to push your way into an already overfilled elevator. Remember that distance is your friend. It gives you greater visibility and more time to react. If you're crammed shoulder to shoulder in an elevator, you can barely take a deep breath, let alone see what that twitchy guy in the corner is doing. So this episode is really just to remind you that your awareness skills need to be on and working even when you use elevators. Be selective in the car you take. Wait the extra minute. Travel more comfortably and just a bit more safely. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast at alexhaddox.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddox.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.